origin of life. God exists as the infinite spirit. With infinite power, the original form of power. So this is God. Well, God's characteristics, from God is absolute, unique, unchanging, and eternal. And inside of God's self, He has internal nature, external form, and yang and yin together in harmony. And this, God has a quiet nature. So God has yang and yin. God has a quiet nature. And together with this is harmony, unity, and peace. So all in this world, there are so many conflicts and barriers. Without coming together in harmony, we cannot have unity. Without unity, there cannot be any peace. So God has a quiet nature. And when God made man, God, so our heart and God's heart should be one. Our body and God's body are one. Our ideals are one. And then when we are all one, we have a one core. God has active nature. And this come together in harmony, unity, and peace as the goal, the purpose. God has absolute owner of absolute love, absolute life, and absolute obedience. What this means is that God, as our father, parent, made this all creation with absolute love, with absolute life, and with absolute obedience. Absolute faith. Because God has lived this way, then man must also live with the standard of absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience. And so God has pure nature that in front of the man, the woman stands absolute, and in front of the woman, the man stands absolute. And therefore, there is harmony, unity, and peace happen centering on absolute purity. Then God is the origin of true love, true life, true lineage, making a true family. God has a loving nature. And then the harmony, unity, and peace. So this man was made on the foundation of absolute sex and resembling God's characteristics, can have quiet, God's quiet nature and active nature, having pure nature and loving nature. So we cannot use our sexual organs, just we can't misuse them. In the unification thought. Talks about God as the origin. God has form and divine nature, and there are characteristics that are in relationship. So God's form is like God's appearance, and God's divine nature is God's how God functions, God's nature and ability. So with the form, there's common characteristics that all things in the universe have: the internal nature, external form, yang and yin. From man all the way down to particles. And then all of these things all have individual nature. So we can see that God has these unique characteristics inside of himself. Individual natures all come from God, and therefore we are all individual embodiments of truth. We are all individual embodiments of truth. This is God's appearance, God's form. So God's divine nature is divided into Shimjung, Logos, and creativeness. Shimjung is God's true love, God's character. It was God's essential characteristics. Is a very true love. Shimjung is a very important character. Because of the root of Shimjung, we can have true love, and then centering on true love, when we live a life of true love, man can have character. So for God is God's divine character, and for man is man's character. God has law and order. God's logic is not, you cannot change them. None of the principles in creation are able to change. We have a growth period in order to mature. So we have self-regulating nature, and then laws that are necessary and mandatory. Then creativeness, the basis of the creation is Shimjung, true love. That's why all mankind must resemble God's Shimjung. A core relationship means that we have all these characteristics, and they have a relationship, a relationship of origin, division, union, action, structure, the four position foundation. Origin, division, union, action, and universal prime energy, four position foundation. We need to understand these laws. laws that come from God. So they existed within God, and then so God's characteristics came into being through this principle that universal prime energy makes subject and object come together in give and take action, that when the Shimjung, then God's Shimjung can come through that, that there is an irrepressible impulse to want to love and want to give. Because of universal prime energy, then this can enter into give and take action. And when there's give and take action, then what happens? There's division, multiplication. And then when they complete the three object purpose, completes the four position foundation, and the four position foundation is God's ideal of creation. And this is how God's essential characteristics can come into give and take action and become substantiated. These are God's characteristics, and they are substantiated, becoming the laws of the universe. So inside Seongsang, inside internal nature, originally, we wouldn't need to explain God like this, but because we don't understand God, we need to make God very clear. So, to about Seongsang, there's internal Seongsang and internal Hyeongsang inside of Seongsang. So, inside of Seongsang, there's functional elements. This is called internal Seongsang. So, in the internal Seongsang, there is intellect, emotion, and will. Functional elements. Until now, many people have thought that intellect, emotion, and will are just come out of the heart. But they didn't know where they really came from. Where's the origin? God says that intellect, emotion, and will come from God's internal Seongsang, functional elements. The intellect is the function, intellectual function, the ability to recognize, cognition. And emotion is emotional function for emotional sensibility, and will is a function of will, desire. And then in intellect, there's logic, rationale, and sensibility. Logic is the ability to investigate the principle through common elements. Rational is the ability to ask and know the cause and reason through morals. And sensibility is the ability to perceive through the five senses, intuitive cognition. So there's logic, rationale, sensibility. It's the ability to recognize. And come to realizations. And intellect, emotion, and will are like when they're inside God's internal Sungsang, they are like one thing. It's not. Within God, intellect, emotion, and will are not different entities, but they are all one. That inside of intellect, there is both emotion and will, and within emotion, there is both intellect and will, and within will, there is both intellect and emotion, so they are inseparable. So, God is has all of these as one. So, we need to become one with God and have these three inside of us, moving us. Emotion has emotional function, emotional sensibility, abilities to feel emotions like joy, anger, loneliness, what fun, enjoyment. So when God made the world, and when he made Adam and Eve, he was so happy. He was such a joyful, happy God. But when Adam and Eve fell, he became a God of sadness. True parents have been teaching us why God is a God of sadness throughout history. That God is a God, a parent that lost his children and has been trying to bring back his children throughout history. This is our father that has been shedding so many tears. We are ignorant people that didn't know about the situation of our father. That not even for 1 second could God rejoice together with his sons and daughters. And that God has been seeking for us until now. In order, then we have will, a function of will, desire, ability to pursue, determine, make decisions. There are people that are more intellectual and they like to just analyze and skeptical. Those people need to search after emotion and will, and people that are more emotional need to go after intellect and will. But then there's the people of will actually, people that are more centered on will are can be problem makers, because once they think that something is right, they act immediately, but once they think that something is wrong, then they go and go on strike or make demonstrations. People aren't centered on God, but they're centered on their own thinking, what they think is right, and so there are many problems. We need to center on God. Our motivation should be God. Only true parents are resemble God fully. Why? Because until now, we haven't been able to teach man. about how to resemble God. Then, unless these internal songsang elements need to have a form, they need a form. To be more specific, so there's a conception. This form is very specific. The Father has internal nature, external form, yang and yin within himself, but he was very specific in making when he made Adam and when he made Eve, when he made man and woman. Father said that God wanted to make Eve, wanted to make his love partner, and that's why he made Adam. So whenever there's an object, or you make something, you have an object in mind. In order for something to exist, they exist for the sake of their partner. So make man and woman. So who is God going to make first? God made the man. What kind of man was he going to make? He was very specific about this too. Made man and said, this is man. There are many men, but God was going to make me, make you, mister. What is he going to be different from other men with? He's going to be different in these aspects. So, in God's internal hyungsang, he has these very specific representation. And until this becomes a specific substantiation, it is still abstract. So it's the general idea, abstract image. But God has a an idea inside of his head. You know, going to make the eyelids this way and the eyelashes this long, and then this comes later into substantiation through rules, laws of value, laws of nature. So laws of nature are governed with, nature is governed with laws of nature, like the bears hibernate in the winter, or crops grow, are planted in the spring and are harvested in the autumn, multiply. So both man has to follow both laws of value and laws of nature. God is also the supreme mathematician and supreme scientist. So inside of God's Songsang, internal nature, there's an internal part and an external form part. So we say that God, man, or individuals have nobility. Why are people divine or people special? It's because they are born with God's divine nature. So there's God's internal Songsang and internal Hyungsang. So internal Songsang has intellect, emotion, and will. And then this has a form. This has a form within God's. So this is God's internal Hyungsang. And then we all resemble God, but all of us are different. Even twins are different. We are all different because God has so many individual characteristics inside of Himself. And that is because we resemble God and we inherit God's divine nature, that is why man is divine and special. The nobility of the individual comes from God. And what is the essence of the universe? Is it matter or spirit? The conclusion is that it's not just spirit or just matter. These inside of God, spirit and material aren't different, but they are the same element. Just as water, vapor, and ice are all made out of the same element, H2O. Then theory of dual characteristics is the same element. So it's the theory of only one. So it's not just spirit or just material, not. It's not only spiritual ideology or material ideology. This is the ideology of only one. It's not only democracy is right or communism is right, but Godism, not right wing or left wing, but head wing. In order to become true right wing, need to understand left wing and be able to embrace the left wing. And real left wing must also understand right wing and unite with right wing, then that can be a true left wing person. If you can't do that, then you are fake and you are in middle way position. So So if you are a true conservative, you need to be able to understand and support those that are more
furthering.
But people this day aren't able to go beyond their own party or fight beyond that. They're just fighting within their own parties. So we need to be able to transcend the barriers of individual, family, of religion, of nation, and understand and embrace the other. So we need to understand headwing ideology, Godism, true parents ideology. And the core of Godism and true parents ideology is true love ideology. Where does this come from? This comes from God's heart, Shimjong. So this can be the ideology that will last for eternity. In religion, call it God, God. In science, call it the first cause. In philosophy, the only one. So God's characteristics, God's origin, is not matter or spirit, but it is both. It is made out of the same element, completely the same element. And let's talk about what is the only one ideology. It is the ideology of parent and child. In the North Korea, they father went to North Korea to see Kim Il-sung, and he said that Chuche ideology is wrong, that man cannot become the subject, man is the object. And only one ideology, what is only one? What does that mean? And true parents, taught about false parents. So, true parents went to North Korea. And if you're to go to North Korea and say anything bad about the Chuche ideology, then you cannot leave North Korea alive. But if North Korea continued to go the way it is, and nobody opposes that ideology, then it will be very, very, very big problem. So, Kim Il-sung died saying that you can't believe anybody in this world, but you can believe true father. And the only person that can make true unity of North and South Korea is Reverend Sun Myung-moon. Geumgang Mountain is in the most beautiful mountain range in North Korea, and True Father opened the way so that and Father North Korea Kim Il-sung left it to Father to develop the tours to Kumgang Mountain. And so we were doing the Kumgang tours, Hyundai, but then somebody else, some other group, bumped in and said that they would take over. And True Father just let them. Unless it's True Father, the True Parents couldn't do that. What is the only one ideology? This is the parent and child relationship. The fundamental law of the universe is that of parent and child. So, in the North Korea, the only one ideology they have is to attend man, Kim Il-sung, as God, as the Father, but we must attend God and believe and honor God as our parent, as the only one, because He is the true parent. He is the parent of all mankind, and He is my parent. This ideology is the only one ideology. The only one ideology is head-wing ideology, Godism. And the essential characteristics of the only one is Shimjung. The UN was established in order to make peace throughout the world at the end of World War II. But the ideals of peace have faded. And so we need a UN that can be serious about the peace and prosperity of all mankind around the world. America must go back to its founding purposes, the founding spirit, and take responsibility for the UN. So, going into the UN, Father said that the way for man to the real true way of peace is Kyoche, Kyocha blessing, the cross-cultural blessing. This is what the UN must do. UN was supposed to be formed by the countries that protected Christianity, but then China and Russia, Soviet Union, entered into the UN. So the UN became dysfunctional. So, Father went to America for 34 years to fight to get rid of the bad leaders in the government, and why? Not to do politics, but so that America could go back to the founding spirit. And that we have to America's mission is to... America has to be reawakened to its mission. So that they can bring true peace to the world by coming back to God. Fulfill the mission of the UN. God's essential characteristics is Shimjung. So, we need to have a life of attending God. In this fallen world, there is no absolute sex. Everything in the fallen world is fake. The only true subject is God. I say this many times, but the only one, God, has internal nature and external form. God is God of Shimjung and also God of law, order. We are made to resemble God's character, and that is why we are set as the lords of creation. The core of this is absolute sex.
So,
God's ideal is completed through a perfected man and woman come together and create a family. So God's ideal is consummated and fulfilled through the ideal of absolute sex, where all life comes from. A father went around the world with the message finding the origin of the universe. The origin of the universe is God. And He is a unique being, a union of dual characteristics. He is not... He is the only one being, and He has both yang and yin inside of Him, male and female characteristics. He has both woman's sexual organ and man's sexual organ inside. And but this nature is quiet. But through God's heart, He has active nature that has Shimjung, that wants to love, can't help but love, give. And then through origin, division, union, have created a four-position foundation. What is the center? This is God's true love, and this is reciprocated through the three object purpose and the four position foundation. God is being of absolute sex, and so He is absolute being. The origin of love and the owner of love. The owner of absolute sex. So God's yang and yin are made into male and female, man and woman. And within man and woman, there is internal nature and an external form. Man and woman, what is different about man and woman? Their sexual organs are different. God also has sexual organs, both man's and woman's, but they are not existing separately, but united. So God has both man and woman's sexual organs, but they're not able to have a form. So God needed a form in order to come together, which He made. When they exist inside of God, they're quiet. But God made man and woman so that when man and woman mature and come together and the blessing, then God can come into the bodies of man and woman and have a form and love through them. This is when God's masculine sexual organ becomes one with man's and with Adam's, and when God's feminine sexual organ, female sexual organ, becomes one with Eve's, and then they perfect themselves, mature themselves. And when these two halves come together, become one, this is the place where God can reside in body through the sexual organs. That this means that God has a body to love through. This is the ideal of Adam and Eve. This is the four-position foundation, that when God can have a body to love, and that is why God made man. What is the purpose for why God making man? We heard this many times already, but God has sexual organs, but He needed to have a body, and that have when man and woman become mature, and mature people that resemble God's shimjong and God's true love, God's character, and God's external form resembling God's principles and God's laws. When man and woman become perfect, the core of them becoming mature is to mature absolute sexual nature, sexual morality. And then the way to proclaim the liberated realm of fulfilling the absolute, the portion of responsibility, is when God can come and unite with man's sexual organ, woman, man and woman together, and God can be there together, then this is the absolute sexual organ. Through the sexual organs, all man can come into being. All life is born from there. So the subject is perfected through the object, through the object growing and loving. So you can only feel love through the object. Without an object, you cannot feel love. So when you are married and you can have a relationship with your spouse and then you can bear children. So people that don't have children don't know how to love. So there's no matter how many PhDs one woman might have, but she's still single, even if she shouting and lecturing on stage, she doesn't have any content because she hasn't had any children yet. She doesn't understand love yet. When we conceive children, we have already experiencing the heart of a parent. But those people, don't understand that heart. When we are the heart that we have when we are single, when we're engaged, when we meet each other for the first time, have a relationship for the first time, then conceive children, bear children, and then give milk to our children. There's all different levels of parental heart, and people that are living their life, and even though they may become 80 years old, they still don't understand what it is to be a parent. That heart. So when your child smiles and turns over and crawls, grabs something, stands up and says, "Mommy, Daddy," then goes into kindergarten, goes into elementary school, middle school, high school, college, gets married and has their own kids, then this is how our love matures gradually, gradually. So without an object, no matter how much you might have this love within yourself, without a substantial object, then you cannot substantially fulfill your love. The person that is most closest to you the person that is closest to you is the one that is born through your blood, born through your love, that is your children. That is why children are so precious. So love makes people equal all around the world. So, no matter how amazing God may be, without an object that God can reciprocate love with, then God has no meaning. So, if God has somebody that He can love, then that person becomes one with God in love, has equal position with God, has the right to live together with God, and right of inheritance from God. You cannot become equal with God or with other people through money, position, or anything, but only through love can you become equal. Equal value. In our family, we have to perfect the characteristics of the four great homes of heart and three great kingships. In the family, there's three generations, the grandparents, parents, and children. And the core of all of this is God. And God's core is Shimjong. The Shimjong flows through the family. So, love is a concept, not actual reality. We need an actual reality in order to complete our love. Then why can't we see God or feel Him? Why can't we feel God? Because He is invisible. We see things with our physical senses. We feel things with our physical senses. But there are some things that we can see and some things that we can't see. We can see sun rays, but we can't see x-rays. We can't see rays that are outside of our scope. Our ears can hear sound waves, but they can't hear ultrasound waves or electric waves. If a man was able to see everything in the existing world, then we would go crazy. We wouldn't be able to see anything. If you look inside your skin with a microscope, you see so many germs. So if we were able to see all the germs, then we wouldn't be able to exist. If we could hear all sounds, we wouldn't be able to exist either. Is there anybody that listens to their heart all the time? Can you hear your heart? It's very loud, making loud beating sound. But if you heard this all the time, you wouldn't be able to live. This sound is so loud inside of us, but we can't hear it. Why? Because God's blueprint was made that way. So, God hides things that are more precious, puts them in a deeper place. But God is fair. God gives people all the same value. Doesn't matter the external environment. With the external environment, you can't be equal through money or position or possession. But how are we going to make all people equal? Things that are precious, God puts them in a deeper place. Why can't we feel God? It's because we are one. Why can't we feel things that we are one with? Can't feel our heartbeat or our eyes blinking or when we breathe. We breathe in, we breathe out. You think, oh, I'm breathing. I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out. But usually you're not aware of your own breathing. But if you are very sick, then you feel you're breathing because you're sick. But if you're healthy, you don't feel your breathing.
But
if something flies towards you, your brain doesn't order your eye to blink. Like, oh, I need to blink now. But it just happens automatically. Or when we go to the bathroom and we're going number two, we cannot smell our own poop. But when our loving spouse goes to the bathroom, it smells. But we don't smell it ourselves. We don't smell our own. Why? Because this is part of us. And our relationship with God was severed, but through the fall, but we still have the responsibility to find God and attend God. We cannot feel air pressure either. We can only be here now because of the air pressure around us, but we don't feel it. So, next part is about creation or evolution. The conclusion is, it is creation. Why is it creation? All entities exist in pairs. Why do they exist in pairs? For the sake of love. Why are they made for love? In order to multiply. At the same time, all things are also different. All species are different. The species are different. The seed is different. There's birds called sparrow and the crotid. They look very similar, but they're a different species. Why? Because the seed is different. The structure is different. Some men have so much hair, and they might have so much hair they look like a monkey, but if that man has a relationship with a monkey, would the monkey bear a baby that looks like a father or something? No, the species are different, so the ape cannot have a child from the human being. In order for something new to come out, there must be an input of energy, or ideal, or skill. In science, the output is always less than the input. But the power of love is different, that the output is always bigger than the input. So if you put 100% of love in, then the output is 101%, 102%. If you receive 100, then you give back 100 plus more. Only love can do that. So our spirit bodies should become the complete bodies of love when we go to the spirit world, so that we can We need to have a substantial partner through which we can experience love and feel love and grow love together with. The argument of creation versus evolution is finished. In evolution, think that monkey became a man, and they made tools in order to work, and as they were doing that, they needed to have words, so they started speaking. And so they think that that's why labor is divine. And so once people aren't able to work anymore, then their divine nature is lost, and so they are the same as monkeys. So labor is what makes people divine, they think, in communism. So that is why they make labor camps. Sometimes people are caught for leaking important information from the communist world, and when the punishment for that, they capture those people and put them in a room so that their knees touch their chest for the rest of their life. Have you ever tried to do that for a while? They do this. They don't understand the value of human beings. You have to understand this. So, it's not a matter of whether you like this theory or that theory, but people that are believing the wrong theory must give that up. The argument of creation versus evolution is finished. It's creation, not evolution. So was existence first or thought first? Motivation and purpose come first. So, and all things are born for the sake of love. For all beings exist in pairs. Man was created because of woman, and woman was created because of man. Also, new developments always need investment of creativity, new ideas, and skills. Without that, there can be no development. In Japan, there are In Japan, they've been first in the world in technology. Making things by step, one by one. Making the things a little bit more thinner, a little bit different, and a little bit more faster, a little bit smoother. And each time they make a new change, adjustment to that invention, need to have a lot of input. So it didn't just evolve, but it was new creation. So all new developments need investment of new ideas and skills. So the argument of creation versus evolution is already finished. Pantheism and Plotinus. So, if you... Some people believe that all things are God because just like if you pour things into a pour a liquid into a cup and it overflows, then the inside of the cup and the outside of the cup are the same element. So they think that God's characteristics overflowed into the universe and therefore all things are God. But with that explanation, there is no motivation behind creation and no purpose of creation. But the principle completely complements the creation theory of Christianity. What was the motivation and purpose for which God created the universe? The motivation of creation was Shimjung and love, to feel joy through the object. It's the purpose of creation. So through revealing the Shimjung motivation theory, the argument of creation or evolution is finished. So now have creation, the fundamental being of creation is God. And morning lecture here. Is it fun? Are you having a good time? Maybe some people still have jet lag. But once you